The Institute stands at the end of Commercial Road, a commanding building of three stories crowned by a turret. You glance into the locked windows and doors, seeing the rooms are vacant. A booming voice shouts down from the second story window.
You there! What are you carrying?
You shift the sack on your shoulder and glance up to see a portly gentleman with bushy ginger facial hair and a monocle.
Some cargo for the wharf. Or available for exchange at the right price.
Don't go anywhere.
Excellent. Maybe he'll have what you need. The man hurries out the ground level entrance. Clearly, he's mid-meal with a serviette hanging from his collar, encrusted with mustard sauce and the stench of garlic.
I am the Port Adelaide Customs Officer, Albert Tuck. Have you paid your taxes on that?
He tries to peek into the sack as your heart sinks.
Ha! Nothing to say for yourself. You're all the same trying to smuggle goods without paying the export tax. Like that rogue, John Smith. I'm keeping his things locked up until he pays me.
Another figure pokes their head out the second-story window.
Albert! Jeeves has just brought in the most exquisite trifle. Hurry back this instant.
Yes, dear. I'm just busy with some business.
Well, make sure if they have any diamonds to confiscate them. You know how much I like diamonds.
As the lady pulls her head back through the window, her blonde wig gets caught and drops down onto Albert's bald head.
Oh, Albert, my hair!
One moment, Edwina.
Mr. Tuck, did I overhear your wife has a liking for diamonds, you say with a smile?
Yes, she loves diamonds. And trifle.
Well, I happen to have here a sack of highly valuable black diamonds. All I ask in return is John Smith's belongings. He grabs the sack and looks inside.
Diamonds? Really? They look like gold.
Yes, well, they just need a good polish.
Albert!
Edwina shouts.
Coming, dear.
He eyes you, then nods.
It's a deal.
You suppress a grin and hand the sack to Albert, who returns inside with his wife's wig. A few minutes later, a bundle is thrown out the window. It hits the ground with surprising lightness, and you rummage through to find it's full of wheat, one of the items you need. John Smith's skeleton key, which you'd previously stuffed in your pocket, accidentally falls onto the bale. With a puff of musty air, it disappears. But a metallic bale of wheat materializes on the skeleton keychain as a charm. Well, that solves the problem of how you were going to haul all these items in ship parts to the wharf. You empty the sack to see what else is in there. Out falls a photo album, and flicking through, you see pictures of John in his younger years with a happy family. In the middle of the album, you find a secret cavity with a handful of gold nuggets. They fuse to the skeleton keychain alongside the wheat charm. You have two of your items. Now to start finding ship parts. Do you? 1. Decide that the council officers would be a good resource for information on finding ship parts. head back down Commercial Road, away from the lighthouse, and turn right onto Nile Street. Or, 2. Decide that a better view might help identify where to find the ship pieces. Head to the lighthouse at the end of Commercial Road.